I think one of the reasons that Mary Magdalene's story resonates with so many of us is that she started from this place of darkness, and Jesus pulled her out of there. Her relationship with him was different than all the other disciples and all the other people that followed him. It was a different kind of relationship. And as we continue to study her, my hope is that through this process, you will understand the uniqueness of everyone's relationships with Jesus. And yes, in general, he is our Savior and he has come to rescue us. But he is so unique and individualized in how he approaches us and pursues us and rescues us. So today we're going to dig into that a little bit more. Stay tuned.
Do you sometimes doubt if you're truly hearing God's voice or if it's really your own? Or have you been in a season where it feels like he's completely silent? Have you been praying for a way to learn how to hear his voice more clearly? Hey friends, I'm Rachel, host of the Hearing Jesus podcast. If you are ready to grow in your faith and to confidently step into your identity in Christ, then join me as we dig deep into God's word so you can learn to live out your faith in your everyday life. Hey friends, with summer coming up before we know it, I wanted to share with you about one of our partners, Kids Across America Camps. For over 30 years, their mission has remained the same, to build Christian leaders by encouraging, equipping, and empowering urban youth and their mentors through camp and education. In both my own life and in the life of my daughters, camp has been a life-changing, future-altering experience. For many kids, this is not only the highlight of the summer, but their lives. Children and teens dedicate their lives to Christ. Young believers put down deep roots in the faith. The food, the games, the sports, the friends, it's so much fun. With Kids Across America Camps, many of the kids and teens they serve come from under-resourced communities. Finances are often the only thing standing between them and camp, between them and an extraordinary first meeting with Jesus. What happens if they don't get to come? Well, more of the same. Many of these kids will spend all summer in environments that will keep them from being exposed to the love of Jesus and potentially exposing them to more violence, more crime, more alcohol and drugs. But if you send them to camp, everything can change. You can give towards camper scholarships that can truly make an eternal impact in the life of one of these students. Every gift counts. Even small gifts can be paired together to help sponsor a child to go to camp. But please don't wait. Only a few weeks remain before camp starts, and we want every deserving child and teen to be able to attend. Go online to give KAACamps, that's camps with a K, .org/hearingjesus. That's KAACamps.org/hearingjesus.
Hey friends, welcome back to the Hearing Jesus podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Grohl. Today is day two of our study on Mary Magdalene. And again, if you'll remember from yesterday, we are diving in a little bit deeper into the color method of study, which is what we go into in this Bible study. And I'm going to pick back up with our text for today, and then we're going to kind of talk about the focus with the color method. So it says, early on Sunday morning, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and found that the stone had been rolled away from the entrance. She ran and found Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved. She said, "They have taken the Lord's body out of the tomb, and we don't know where they have put him." Peter and the other disciples started out for the tomb. They were both running, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He stooped and looked in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he didn't go in. Then Simon Peter arrived and went inside. He also noticed the linen wrappings lying there, while the cloth that had covered Jesus' head was folded up and lying apart from the other wrappings. Then the disciple who had reached the tomb first also went in. And he saw and he believed, for until then they still hadn't understood the scriptures that said Jesus must rise from the dead. Then they went home. You remember we are working through the text of John chapter 20, verses 1 through 18. And if today's scripture sounds a little bit different than yesterday's, that's because we are using different versions each day. And I talked a little bit about the reasons why both yesterday and in the introductory podcast that talks about the 10 tips for setting yourself up for success with Bible study. So anyway, if you were going through this Bible study, what you would be doing on today's day, or usually the second day of the week, would be the purple color, which would be the timing words. And I'll tell you something that is important about timing is it helps us understand how long the narrative or the story is taking. I don't know about you, but for me, sometimes I would have a hard time understanding in scripture. Are we talking about something that happened over the course of a day or an hour? Or is this a couple days? Or, you know, scripture, sometimes between one chapter to another, it can be 100 or a couple hundred years, depending on where you're at. So I think this is a really important way to kind of bring some context around. Yesterday we looked at the key players in the story. Today we're looking at the key timing. So if you were to do that, the words that I'm going to pick them out for you, the words that you would hear are things like early, Sunday morning. I would have even colored in while it was still dark, because it tells you, it's a descriptor, but it tells you about a time of day. So, you know, that's the early morning hours. I would even go so far as other words like first and until then are there too. But I would go so far as saying things like outran, because even though that's a verb, outran, when we're talking about they're both running, but the other disciple outran Peter, that tells you that he was going faster. So to me, that's a timing indicator. And he reached the tomb first. So that word first is an indicator. There are not a whole lot of timing indicators in this passage. I think down towards the end, we have the words haven't yet. So that brings us to this concept of the already not yet. We can talk about, actually, I think we talk about it in the Bible study. But what I want to just mention here is sometimes, especially with our timing days and on the days that we do the numbers, sometimes there's not a whole lot. But that's okay, because it's not about the results, it's about the process. And because the process will dictate the results. And it's not that I'm not concerned about the results, but I'm confident that the results will follow if you get the process down. And so part of the process, the whole goal of the color method, the whole goal of the She Hears Bible study is to help you read and understand and comprehend what you're reading. Because as English speakers, even, we don't really comprehend what we're reading. We're used to like this TikTok culture or short posts on Instagram or whatever it is, where we're reading captions a lot. We're not really used to long form content. And because of that, we've trained our brains to just kind of quickly move on to the next thing. And what I'm trying to do is retrain your brain to slow down. So if you get through a whole passage and there's not a single timing word, it's okay. Because just the very process of you reading and looking for timing words is helping you to understand the context of the story. I think we talked a little bit about this yesterday, but I want to mention this here as well, because this is a good habit to get into anytime you're studying any portion of text. Consider looking for Mary Magdalene in other areas of the text. Now, earlier in this study, I did a lot of the legwork for you up until now, but now it's time for you to figure this part out so that you can do it moving forward. And so some key places to look if you're new to scripture, you're new to Bible study. So if you're looking specifically for a person, say we're talking about Mary Magdalene, you can cross-reference. Usually directly in the reading, there will be, if you see in your Bible, depending on what kind of Bible you have, you'll have like a little index number or maybe a letter, and then you can look at the key. Either sometimes it's in the middle of your Bible or it's at the bottom of the page, and it will show you where else this person is mentioned in the text. So look for her name and then see if there's any subscripts or postscripts on that. Another place to look is in the index in the back of your Bible. And a lot of Bibles have indexes in the back. Or you can do an online search like BibleGateway.com, Bible Hub. There's lots of different ones. And I think I'll actually put a list of those on my website as well. Some free resources to help you. Also, if you don't already have one, consider purchasing a good study Bible to help you in your understanding. A study Bible is kind of, it's not going to go super deep, but it's going to give you the general context for what we're talking about in each passage of scripture. So there are online tools available as well. And if you don't want to spend the money right now, I get it, because study Bibles can be expensive. I love the Fire Bible. That's what I use, but there's lots of different ones available. If you want to use the online tools, that's fine. But I want you to make sure that you are doing your own studying of the word first before you go and you read what somebody else says. So make sure that you're looking at Bible dictionaries, not Bible commentaries. Because what a dictionary will do is it will define things for you. So it'll define the concept of the text. So what was a well in that culture? What was a garden tomb like in that culture? That's a dictionary. A commentary will tell you about the well or about the tomb. And it's not that I don't want you to look at those, but those are somebody's opinion based on what they're learning in the dictionary portion. And so it's important for you to read the word for yourself before you start taking on the opinions and assumptions of other people. And I get it. I'm doing a commentary. That's why you're listening. But if you want to research for yourself, my encouragement always is to kind of form your own opinion and then read the commentaries to kind of see if you're on the right track.
My name's Preston Sprinkle, and I host the Theology in the Raw podcast. Theology in the Raw aims to help believers to think Christianly about theological and cultural issues by engaging in curious conversations with a diverse range of thoughtful people. I have conversations with a wide range of different guests who come from different perspectives, and no topic is off limits. Sexuality, abortion, politics, LGBTQ, warfare, violence, marijuana, immigration, you name it. If you have a theological or cultural issue that you have been wrestling with over 1,100 episodes, we've probably talked about it on Theology in the Raw. Along with conversations with various people, I also address questions sent in from my audience every month. And occasionally, I will talk about some of my latest research projects that I'm currently working on. Theology in the Raw is not for everyone. It is uncut, uncensored, and I don't give trigger warnings. So check out Theology in the Raw through your favorite podcast app.
I want you to hear what Jesus is telling you first before you listen to what he told someone else. That's basically the gist of it. A journaling Bible is really a good thing to have. And if you want to start doing the color method of study, I have a couple of resources on my website, which are really, really helpful. The first is, it's what I personally use, is the gospel, where it's journals, where on one page you will have just the text of the scripture. And on the next page, you will have just blank lines so you can write notes. And so that's what I use for my color method of study. I have the dry highlighters, which I think are also on my website, where I will dry highlight each of those colors, and then I will write all my notes on the next page. That's incredibly helpful. And then there's a couple other actual Bible journals that are on my website as well, where it does that with the whole scripture. I just like the small ones because then I can kind of take it with me, stick in my purse, that kind of thing. A couple things before we go. There's some common misconceptions about Barry, and I want you to go try to do some of the study on your own, and we're going to kind of summarize this throughout the week. But there's some common misconceptions about Mary. She was not a prostitute or romantically involved with Jesus. Scripture never says anything of the sort. It does say, however, the reasons why she loved Jesus so much. And so see if you can read and study, figuring out what that was all about. But what I want to leave you with is something that really brought this concept home to me. So, and we'll dive into the reasons for this at the weekly wrap-up, why she kind of gets this bad rap. But Mary actually had been delivered of demons. It wasn't that she was a prostitute. And maybe she did get involved in some promiscuous behavior, but she isn't called a prostitute. That was actually a former Catholic pope that distinguished that, and that wasn't actually true. And then the Catholic Church recanted it. Details on that to come. But my point is sometimes we have this image of who she was, and that's not the reality of it. The reality of it was that scripture says that she was delivered of seven demons. And I'll tell you, there was a time in my own life where I got to participate in a similar scenario where we were able to pray for a woman who was delivered of, I don't even know how many demons. I mean, it was a long night. And we were in an African country, and I had the opportunity to go back several years later. And when I went back, one of the things that we had done is when we rescue women off the street, we don't just rescue them by telling them about Jesus and then that's that. Like, we give them a rescue plan. And so we actually transport them to a different location a couple hours away. We set them up with a business license and teach them a skilled trade and schooling and all those kinds of things. And so one of the things that we do is teach them how to sew, because when you teach them a trade like that, it gives them an opportunity to earn money in a way that doesn't violate them. And so when I went back a couple years later, one of the girls that we had rescued from the street was now not only making dresses, but she was now sewing clothes for the president of the country's wife. And she had gotten so good at it that she had gone back, and I think it was 11 girls she herself had gone back to rescue off the streets. But this girl, not only was she rescued off the streets, she was delivered of like I said, I don't even know how many demons. And so once that happened, she became committed to sharing the light with those that were still living in darkness. And my point in all of that to say is, when you have been delivered out of the darkness, you can't stay away from the light. And that's what I think of when I think of Mary Magdalene. Her story is powerful, and there's a reason why she was the first one, the only one at the tomb that morning. So would you pray about that? See what you can find in your own Bibles, and then we'll pick up tomorrow. Dear God, thank you for my friends that have been committed to studying your word and learning how to read and understand and hear from you in the scriptures. God, I thank you for the treasure of your word. And I pray that as they get into their own Bibles and they start studying on their own, God, that you would reveal yourself to them in a way that is real and tangible and powerful. I thank you for your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hey friends, before you go, real quick, I want to let you know that we have extra resources at shehears.org to help you grow in your faith. Whether you're looking for a new Bible or Bible tabs or additional Bible studies, I've curated a selection of some of my favorite things that I think you're really going to love. So with Easter coming up, I want to offer you 10% on the store. If you go to shehears.org and go to our shop on the resources page, you can enter the code HearingJesus for 10% off between now and Easter. Happy shopping! Hey friends, if this podcast helped encourage, empower, or equip you in your walk with God, I would love it if you would head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That's the number one way you can support my show. You can also join our free Facebook community or Instagram page, where I share inspirational tips, bonus content, resources, and prayer throughout the week. Hey, I want you to know I'm praying for you. Know that you are so loved. Keep going.